what we're finding is that a lot of people don't actually know that we can offer that service. They think that if they approach the Home Office, they will just be arrested and put in the immigration detention centre for months and then forcibly deported. But actually, we don't want to do that. It's far cheaper for the UK taxpayer to work for us to work with the individual, try to revalidate their document where that's necessary. If they don't have the money, as I said, we'll help them with the flight. And that's far better for the individual as well, because they don't have to face the indignity of sitting in detention. They can go home on a normal scheduled airline rather than a charter or without escort sitting next to them. And they can also actually, and they may not realise this, return more quickly. So if we actually remove them forcibly, that's an automatic 10-year ban. If people have family here, or perhaps they were a student that their college was curtailed, they may want to come back once they've got the proper skills to get into the country legally. And that's more like a one or 3 year automatic ban. So it's a much better deal for the individual as well.
There has, of course, been criticism of the scheme. The Migrants' Rights Network have told us that they think it's half-baked. They say the billboards won't get people coming forward and will actually just stoke up fears in the communities where the vans drive around. What's your response to that?
I think they're wrong in terms of the people coming forward. As I said, we've got several hundred people coming forward already. And there were 28,000 people chose to voluntarily depart last year. So it's not a new policy as such. What we're trying to do, though, is make the fact that they are much more likely to be arrested these days more visible and kind of in their minds when they're making these decisions. So if they're choosing to continue to live here illegally, there's a very much higher chance than before, chance of being arrested and forcibly removed.
Are you doing this because of the failure of the UK Border Agency to actually track these people?
No, we're not actually. We removed more people than ever before last year. What we're clear about, though, is we're doing more arrests every day, but the vast majority of people need to actually comply with the immigration rules. If they did that, then we can focus our enforcement activity on what I think the public would expect, and your listeners, I think, would expect us to be focusing our activity on the more high-harm individuals, the rapists, the murderers, the individuals who are kind of fraudulently obtaining leave here. That then allows us to work with those people who, for whatever reason, have kind of fallen in between the cracks. They've got no right to be here, but equally are actively being exploited or living in squalor. And we can help them to leave voluntarily.